When the NSABP and others, Dr. Stewart in Scotland and the ECOG group, looked at longer than 5 years of adjuvant tamoxifen, at least the NSABP B14, the famous tamoxifen placebo trial, showed that re-randomizing, and this is looking at patients at the completion of 5 years of tamoxifen, so this is years after 5 years of tamoxifen, you can see that ongoing tamoxifen appeared to confer no additional benefit and, if anything, a possible detriment to ongoing tamoxifen. And that's something that maybe speaks to the natural lifespan of tamoxifen's benefit. Tamoxifen, in the end, becomes a self-defeating drug because of its agonist and antagonist action. And so, ultimately, a group of unselected women given tamoxifen as a group appear in the randomized clinical trials to do no better or slightly worse. And, of course, other data that I'm not showing you also shows that the longer you use tamoxifen, the more vulnerable a woman becomes to the two rare but serious side effects of endometrial cancer and thromboembolism. So the therapeutic index, the benefit-risk ratio of continuing tamoxifen, seems not to be favorable beyond 5 years, and it's what resulted in the NCI issuing an alert in 1997, I think it was, to limit adjuvant tamoxifen to 5 years. That, as you know, has been challenged, and I will show you some data that may say that that's not entirely gospel truth, but in fact, from a clinical, practical point of view, limiting tamoxifen to 5 years is probably the correct thing to do.